Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, October 22, 2009. The Israeli military killed a Palestinian man in the West Bank while jet fighters bombarded areas in the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian man was killed on Thursday after Israeli soldiers opened fire at his car near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Eyewitnesses said that Mohammed Kawarik, 28 years old, was driving his car near the city when Israeli soldiers surprised him and ordered him to stop the car. The man was unable to stop upon the orders of the troops, and then they opened fire at him, which caused the car to flip over, killing Kawarik, the witnesses added. Palestinian medics arrived at the scene, but at first, soldiers tried to stop them from taking the body to a local hospital, then later allowed them to do it, media sources reported. Meanwhile, a Palestinian was injured on Thursday at dawn when an Israeli settler ran him over with his car near the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya. Zakaria Radwan, 24 years old, was crossing the street near his home when an Israeli settler ran him over and fled the scene, local sources reported. Doctors told media that Radwan suffered major wounds and described his condition as critical. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli jet fighters bombarded on Thursday morning a number of locations during separate raids. Local sources reported an attack which targeted the tunnels area at the southern Gaza borders with Egypt. Damage to a building nearby was reported, but no injuries. Meanwhile, jet fighters attacked a building in Gaza City. Also in this attack, damage was reported, but no injuries. The Israeli military said that the attacks were in response to a homemade shell fired from Gaza. The shell landed in open areas at the Israeli side of the borders with Gaza on Wednesday, causing no damage or injuries. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.